This weekend, we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the central mystery of our Christian faith, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in their relationship together as one God in three persons. That one substance, but three divine persons, which are all co-equal. And indeed, it is a mystery. It is one that can be difficult to understand. And so, at times, though, it's good to continually learn what we can about the Trinity, to enter into this mystery, to learn more about it, and also to experience just the graces of it and coming to know it through the matter of the heart, too, through prayer. Of course, the purpose of Christianity is really to enter into this relationship. And so we know that the Trinity is really our identity. And so when we enter the church and when we begin and end prayers, we begin in the sign of the cross, the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And really, Trinitarian life is something we are entering into in our Christian life. And so we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For many of us, you know, we might think, well, we've studied a lot about the Trinity, you know, we've been through Catholic school or we've been through Bible studies, etc. But it is a continual journey to go deeper into the mystery of the Trinity. Today in our gospel, we heard Jesus speaking of the Father and of the Spirit. And in this letter, in this gospel of John, this is during the Last Supper when Jesus is sharing these words. And he basically says at one point that we can't handle the truth, right? So he says those words, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. And so how important it is to continually pray to the Holy Spirit to be guided, to enter deeper into this relationship with our Lord, to come to know Jesus, who is wisdom incarnate, and to come to know God the Father. The Trinity, as I mentioned before, you know, is really our identity, that ultimate relationship with God that we enter into through the sacraments, through the prayer, but also it is a big part of our identity. And in thinking about identity, and also this weekend, of course, tomorrow is Father's Day, and we want to honor our fathers and continually pray for them. But I began to think of the importance of fatherhood and the role of Christian fathers. Of course, Christian fathers and mothers are also co-equal, but each has been given graces in a different area. Fathers especially are called to teach their children how to pray. As Ephesians 6 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And how important it is for fathers to lead their families in prayer. Of course, mothers too. But there's something particularly special, I think, a grace of fathers teaching their children how to pray. We know that mothers have graces in other areas too, especially maybe to model those prayers. But even as statistics show, we know the church has a right in some sense, because statistics show that the more faithful a father is, the more likely a child is to follow in the faith. You know, when the father goes to church, the children are more likely to. And it is a very big factor in the statistic, how the father lives out his life in religion, how he prays, all these things. And so important it is for a father to lead their children, to teach their children to pray. We get a lot of our identity from our fathers. Likewise, psychology can also tell us something, that our sexual identity is often largely affected by our relationship with our father. Whether you are, you know, a young child is a boy or a girl, they receive a lot of their identity in that sense from their father. And so we need good and holy fathers in our world today. But also maybe in our own lives, maybe, you know, all of us, each one of us, none of us has had a perfect father. So we all need probably maybe some forgiveness of the past, realizing that our fathers were not as holy or good as they should have been. But also the fact that, you know, some families a father is not around. So what is a family to do? Well, we know the importance of spiritual fathers, of a family being involved in a Christian community, because we know that other men can stand up, can step up and be that father figure. And how our society is desperate, especially for good spiritual fathers. Our world is in dire need of good, spiritually faithful fathers. And of course, mothers also. But particularly today, of speaking of fathers. and how we need also, as I mentioned, just that forgiveness at times. We need those strong fathers in our world to continually set the example of what it means to pray, of what it means to be a father, what it means to be a son, what it means to be a daughter, a husband. Of course, a father is called to lay down his life for his wife, right? To lay down his life as Christ does for the church, to be an example to others. And so may we continually all those men here, continually strive to be a good spiritual father, a good physical father, one who leads his family in prayer, one who also is a servant for his family, and one who can show ultimately what the love of God the Father is like for us all. And so today may we continually all grow in our identity of as sons and daughters of God the Father, to know that we have been given great graces to live this out in our culture. May we come to know the Father through prayer to the Holy Spirit. You know, come to know the Trinity through reading Scripture, to prayers that ask we might come to understand this mystery in a deeper way. Know this love of the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Spirit. And may we live this out continually in our lives, as we know we do all things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.